Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner.
That's all ring time.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. We find Lum and Abner, Ben Withers, Grandpap, Ulysses, and Cedric in the Jot 'em Down store and radio station, all set to broadcast the Mose Moose program. Listen.
Well, now, Lum, are you sure Mose Moose is going to like this program?
Well, of course he is. He said he wanted a high-class program to advertise his barbershop, didn't he?
Well, yeah, that's
right. Grannies were giving it to him.
Where, huh?
I don't know where he'd get a higher-class program than thank you for the information.
Is that the name we finally settled on?
Yeah, Mose okayed that.
Well, I'm glad he finally decided on something.
Well, are the rest of you experts ready? We're about all set to go on the air here.
Yes, I'm ready, Lum.
How about you, Ulysses?
Yeah, okay.
Good.
Still, Mose is going to like this. He's the only sponsor we got left after that program we put on last night.
Yeah, that was bad. Well, he okayed this idea.
I still think, though, Lum, he'd like that idea better where we have them young'uns singing songs and call them the Little Shavers.
No, the Little Shavers is out. Now, stop arguing with me.
Huh?
We ain't got time.
Oh.
Cedric gets set to start generating a generator there. That's your job for tonight.
The way you do it, Cedric,
now,
is...
He knows how. I explained it to him.
Oh.
All right, get to your places. Put down that almanac, Grandpap.
I'm just doing some extra reading here, as long as I'm one of the information experts tonight.
I don't think the answers to these questions we got here is in the almanac.
Everything's in the almanac.
Yeah, Grandpap, maybe you better put that book over here where I can see it, too.
No, you fellas can't look at no books while you're on the air. That's cheating.
Yeah, say, it's time to start, Lum. My watch says it's straight up.
Oh, my goodness. Start the generator, Abner.
Yeah, get going, Cedric.
This ball.
See, where's my parts for this program here?
Well, you fellas don't need one for this program. I'm the only one that gets one.
Well, I don't see why you get to have a part.
Howdy, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, station VPR, the voice of Pine Ridge, broadcasting frequently, comes to you from the beautiful Main Studios in the Jot 'em Down store overlooking Main Street in the heart of downtown Pine Ridge. And tonight we bring you...
All right, Abner, you're the chicken.
Oh, we bring you... Thank you for the information. This program is brought to you by Mose Moots Barbershop, where you get that well-groomed look, spelled L-O-O-K.
Mom can sure spell.
As you will soon see, this program is completely unrehearsed. Our experts for tonight are Mr. Benjamin Franklin Withers, local constable and former Mount Ida resident.
Yes.
And Mr. Milford Avery Spears, associated with the local telegraph company in the deliver boy capacity. Also, well-known almanac reader.
Howdy.
Mr. Abner Finley Peabody, junior partner of the Jot 'em Down store, of which Mr. Lum Edwards is senior partner. Also, vice president of station VPR, of which Mr. Lum Edwards is president. And resident of Pine Ridge.
How do you do?
And Mr. Ulysses S. Quincy, well-known local man.
Okay.
Our first question comes from, we'll have to open these questions as we come to them.
Oh, I'm not.
Our first question comes from Mrs. Elsie Pomeroy of West of Pine Ridge.
Oh, I know Elsie, sure.
This is a literary question, so get your thinking caps on, gentlemen.
Okay.
Ms. Pomeroy wants you to name... three books. Get two out of three on that.
Would you mind repeating the question, Mr. Edwards?
Well, no, I'd love to. Name three books.
Three books, huh?
Yeah. Regular reading books. Literary stories. Fiction.
Telephone book?
No, that ain't considered a storybook, I don't think.
I never did finish it. I don't know how it come out.
And besides, you're supposed to raise your hand before you answer a question, Mr. Peabody.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes, Mr. Peabody?
Telephone book?
I told you I can't accept that answer.
Yeah, I know that. I just want to get that hand-raising part down right.
Well, that's the way you do it. You're right. Well, come, gentlemen. Time's a-wasting. How about you, Ulysses?
Okay.
Can't you think of the name of some book? You've read a book, ain't you? Well, Grandpap, you've surely read a book.
Yeah, sure.
Well, what was the name of it?
The 1929 Almanac.
That our boy, Grandpap.
Yeah, that's fine, Mr. Spears. Good answer.
Doggy, you saved us there.
Now we just have to get one more literary book. Mr. Withers?
How's that?
I ain't saw your hand raised on this question yet.
Yes?
Can't you think of the name of some book, Mr. Withers?
Oh, yes, I've done considerable reading. Newspapers, magazine books, one thing and another.
Well, just think of the name of one book. That's all you have to do.
Right.
Abner, you ought to be able to think of a book.
I'm working on it.
How about Swiss Family Robbed? Get it?
Huh? Oh, Swiss Family Got Robbed.
No. I'm sorry, gentlemen. I'm feared you missed that question. So that sends 10 cents in cash money and a free haircut and shave at Moe's Moots' Barbershop to Miss Pomeroy. Congratulations, Miss Pomeroy. And now our next question.
Line of Doom is a good book, Lon.
Well, we're past that question, Mr. Withers. Our next question...
That's quite an interesting story. Lorna Doone is the leading character in it.
Yeah, well, we ain't got time to go into that now, Mr. Withers.
Put that one down, Lon. That's a good one, Lorna Doone.
Yeah, all right. Our next...
Nice woman.
Our next question comes from... Well, this one comes from Ms. Elsie Pomeroy, too. This is a music question, looks like.
Uh-huh.
You are to think of the names of three songs which has the name of some kind of vittles in it.
Ah.
Like, for instance, My Heart Beats for You. See? Beats is vittles.
Beats is... Yeah, I get it. Sure.
Yeah, nothing to it.
No. What is it?
Get two out of three on this one again.
Get all three if you want me to.
Do I see any hands on this question? Mr. Peabody?
My Heart Beats for You. Beats.
Well, you can't use that, Abner. That's just the example I give you. You got to think of something different.
Oh. Probably these questions are getting harder all the time here.
Ulysses, I see you got your hand up.
Lorna Doone.
No, that's a book.
Okay.
Grandpap?
I ain't got my hand up. Just scratching my head.
Yeah, he was. I seen him long.
Only song I can think of is Dardaneller. But I don't recollect ever eating nothing by that name.
Did
you ever eat any Dardanellers, Abner?
No, not that I know of, Grandpap. Unless Elizabeth fixed them up disguised in some way. You know how she does.
Say, The Parade of the Wooden Soldiers. That's a nice tune. Good lively air.
Well, that ain't got no vittles in it, though.
Good for marching.
Wish I could think of a song with collards in it. Collards is my favorite vegetable. Let's see, collards. Oh! Let me call her, you sweetheart.
All right, Ben, you don't have to sing them.
That's the Parade of the Wooden Soldiers.
All right, yeah. Pretty.
Well, I'm afraid you fellas just barely missed this question. Didn't do quite as good as you. Well, that sends another 10 cents in cash. And another free shave and haircut at Moe's Moots' Barbershop to Ms. Elsie Pomeroy. Congratulations, Ms. Pomeroy.
Two more programs, she's going to be bald-headed.
And now our next question for our experts to tackle comes from... God blame it, Abner. I thought I told you to disconnect that phone while we're broadcasting.
Oh, I forgot it. I'm sorry for that. Blame it.
Hello, jot 'em down store and radio station. Oh, yeah, Moe's. Well, Grannies, it ain't my fault the experts keep missing the questions. Well, it's only two shaves and two haircuts so far. All right, Moe's, we'll watch it. Yeah.
What's the matter with old Fuss Budget now?
He can hear us.
Huh? Oh, that's me. Moe's Moots is a fine feller, you know. There's the best man in this whole town of Pine Ridge.
Let's see. Our next question, and I think we better get this one, gentlemen. Our next question comes from Mr. Earl Pomeroy of West of Town. Abner, watch what you're doing there.
We've
missed the question, yeah.
Oh, no, I know. Excuse me, I never meant to do that. I just hit that cash register by accident.
Well, so just be careful.
I will.
There's that phone again.
Oh.
Hello. Oh, yes, Moe's.
No, Abner just hit it by accident. No, we ain't paid out no more of your money. Well, I'm sure the experts will get this question all right. Yeah.
The woodpecker up there on the roof destroyed the world.
All right, let's see. Where was we at? Oh, yeah. All right, gentlemen. Try this question from Mr. Earl Pomeroy. Says here, get 2 out of 3 on this.
Fine.
Name 3 grand operas beginning with the letter B. Uh-oh, they'll never get that.
Name what?
Better make that 1 out of 3, gentlemen.
3 operas beginning with B?
Yeah.
The Lord of Doom.
No, Ulysses, that's a book.
Okay.
Maybe we better take another question, gentlemen.
No, wait, Lum. That's easy. I'll give you one. Barber of Seville.
Barber of Seville. All right, Grannies, that's right, Ben. That's one of them wrote down here. The Barber of Seville.
Oh, well.
Congratulations.
Well, good for you, Ben.
That's 1 out of 3, so we got that.
Yeah.
The next question. Was that our phone again?
I believe it might have been. I was listening to Ben there. He's so smart.
Hello. Oh, yeah, Moe. Well, you don't understand. But that's just the name of a... Well, now, you can't do that, Moe. Yeah, but Moe. No. All right. Goodbye.
What's the matter now?
Moe has just canceled the program again.
Cancel? What for?
Because Ben said the Barber of Seville.
Huh?
Moe says he ain't going to put up the money for this program and then have us stand up here and advertise another barber. There's the nariest headed this morning.
Well, a fellow in business has to watch his competition pretty closely these days.